After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
The bitches are back, and so are the Real Housewives of Orange County. We're talking season 12, episode 2, It's My Way or Feng Shui, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. It's been a minute. We're back to talk OC Housewives, featuring Paris Hilton playing right now.
I like it.
Why not?
Summer Rae.
Bringing back Paris.
Yes. Summer Rae. Get ready. You're going to get, like, running on a machine.
Ooh, I'm digging this.
Paris is burning again.
I could so see this blasting, like, in West Hollywood.
Yes. I certainly hope so. Also,
that's what she envisioned when she was recording it.
Yes.
Going up against Erica Jane.
That drops us off right here to talk about this episode with all of the madness. I have so many thoughts, you know. I wasn't here for the first week, and I feel like
Welcome, Grant. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Grant, we finally meet.
I know, right? So I don't know. This show, I think it's going to be a little bit of what we saw with it being very marginalized, of like in sections of Housewives, as opposed to group stuff. You know, so I kind of got that vibe already with like here's Peggy over here opening up a gift, and then here's Shannon over here, and Megan's just with her kid.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I want them to all come
together.
Well,
there's so much tension happening now, too. Yeah. It's a lot going on between the women.
Yeah. I mean, we're opening up with Shannon. Of course there's tension.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I think it's going to take some getting used to, but overall, I'm so happy to have the show back, and, you know, let's talk about it. Shannon, here we are again. Elaine is coming over, the feng shui.
Elaine is bat crazy.
Yes.
I love her. I love it. She almost fell over when they didn't have enough lemons in the house.
Right?
She's like, so extra.
You hire someone to come help you with your life, and then she's very judgy of your life.
Yes.
Excuse me. She is really judgy.
Yeah,
I'm paying you to help me, and you're falling over by
she
what
lost
I'm saying.
Some weight in her leg area.
And who knew a relationship corner in that house was a toilet? What does that even mean?
I don't even know what that meant. Did she mean really physically or metaphorically?
She had like a chart.
I wanted to know.
And according, you know what? I bet it's like north, south, east, and west. Some like directional like flowing of energy was being blocked by the toilet bowl. You know?
Elaine needs to come over to my house.
I was really curious to know. Like when I saw the preview last week, I'm like, oh, I'm going to learn something. No.
Maybe I didn't learn anything.
I didn't know.
Actually, I did learn. You need to have seven lemons in your house.
Yeah, nine. Nine lemons or oranges. Yes.
Absolutely.
That's about all I learned was those type of people give me anxiety.
And then judge you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, you know, what else can we say?
So, and then charge you, apparently.
Right?
Yeah.
The sink.
Amazing.
The sink is what sex? The
female.
Sink and a stove.
Uh-huh.
What is feng shui? What is that? Am I saying it right?
Feng? Yes. Feng? Well, yes.
Feng shui.
Feng shui.
It's like a
traditional like Chinese perhaps Eastern form of energy flow.
I love energy,
and it affects your life. So where
my
your toilet,
pink today.
Yes, where your toilet is placed in your house will affect your love life. So
see, I'm all for the play.
So look into it.
I did this in my own house. I don't really know feng shui like this woman. I mean, this woman.
Right, the guidelines, the rules.
I live in a studio, so the relationship corner is my corner for everything.
You couldn't even walk in the front door, Grant. Just feel like,
But no, I think it's good. Like I really did work with energy and light and light furniture and space. But as far as hanging crystals, like we learned previously when she had, remember they were trying to save the marriage and she had to have certain crystals embedded in the wall and in the corner of the marital bedroom. Like,
it sounds expensive.
Yeah, I don't know
that.
It's
a lot of energy.
Yeah, it's
a lot of energy to put that energy in.
I'm already exhausted thinking about her to-do list. Like she was there like with her chart. I was like, I can't.
It's expensive, especially to have a home visit. Well, anyway, there's so much to talk about. We might as well keep going and into this episode.
I know. This is a great intro in terms of the feng shui master visiting.
Absolutely.
I mean, we all need a visit from the feng shui master.
Yes. There's a lot I want to say about Shannon, and I'm sure in this episode and all 50 more to come, we will really get in on Shannon. But especially towards the end of the show. So we'll transition from that to Vicky prepping to move 6,000 client files to her new office. And no one can talk to her in a month, and she's super busy. And then they go and they look at furniture. Now, Blake, we've commented on the furniture, this, not furniture, but the office
before. The style,
before.
Yes.
We never felt this Coto Insurance office. It was always too dark. Those leather walls doesn't do anything for anybody. Mm-mm. The furniture is dark, and so they're looking at new furniture, and it's all the
still
same.
Still dark!
Yeah.
You know what? They need to keep it in the family. It's a Bravo family. Have Jeff Lewis come over.
Yes!
Yeah,
it's open
up. What a great episode. Yeah. Hook it up, Jeff Lewis.
And poor Linda. Smart. The office manager was like, I can't take it with the brown. I'm bringing my plant.
It's too brown.
Good too brown. Her. I know. Yeah. Poor Linda.
Especially now. It's very European how these offices are designed with the full glass. Well, there's really no privacy or partitions.
No open floor plan.
It's all open. Yeah, because it's supposed to be that tech feel, that flow of energy and creative ideas. So, yeah, to have that with all this thick wallpaper, you know, this cowhide and all this stuff. I'm like, all right, I don't know. This is a little dated.
It sort of looks like Vicky's house.
Yeah.
Like, Vicky's house is very dark, too.
Well, she owns the place, so it's basically her home away from
That's
home.
That's what
she likes. Coto Insurance is just getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Moving on to bigger and better things.
I was saying last week how every season...
Bigger and better cowhide.
Vicky's, like, doing something every premiere of Real Housewives of Orange County. She's always fixing something.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember 3 seasons ago it was her face. Whole new face.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Could we ever forget?
Wait, speaking of faces... Tamara's new facelift. I saw it on Watch What Happens Live.
With the short hair.
She looked flawless. Tamara, you looked really flawless. Good. Baby girl, I was living for you.
Amazing.
I can't wait till I get a facelift.
Ooh.
A little tuck.
Not till I'm 50, though. Not till I'm 50.
I have not seen her. I need to see her.
Yeah, she looks good.
She looks amazing.
Fresh and beachy. Really. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Check it out.
Great.
She does.
Yes, so what else? Lydia, and this is my problem with Lydia. I haven't even talked about her yet, but... I'm okay with having her on because I've heard good things. You know, I've heard that she really delivers and that she's, you know, I guess changed in her ways of being boring. You know, so I guess she's going to bring a lot to the show, and I'm all for it. Like, you know, and even last week and this week, she's showing promise.
She's bringing it.
I'm just glad her mom is back.
Right. Yes.
Her mom is crazy, and she's my personal spirit animal.
I love her. So
she's
okay
totally loopy.
But my friend told me, he's like, I don't want to see Lydia because she's only coming back because she has a new magazine coming out and she's just using the platform. And I was like, oh, I really hope that's not the case. And it seemed to be a little bit of that.
A little bit, but she's
use
really,
the platform.
She's delivering. And yeah, honestly, I feel like with her and her husband, they're just like relationship goals. Like, I want a partner to like... be as supportive as, you know, she's living in her little fairy tale. I think she has like the best marriage in this season. I haven't seen Peggy yet. I do like Peggy already, but Lydia is like right up there.
I like Lydia's husband. He's got a little swag to him.
Mm-hmm.
He does. He's very fashion. He's very sweet to her. Yeah. Like he seems lovely.
I'm liking Lydia so far.
Yeah.
I liked his sunglasses at that ridiculous 2-year-old.
You're gonna need to pause it on your DVR and see the brand on the side. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh my god, that two-year-old party.
Yes.
Wait till we get into that.
Yes. Mm. So Deco arrives at this photo shoot. And he's with his wife, Peggy, and they do Giovanna Wheels. That's the company, and he has all these cars. And Peggy lets us know that these are not rented cars. They own these cars.
They're not borrowed. They made it abundantly clear.
A very big point. Yeah.
Even Megan was talking about it on Twitter earlier. She's like, well, I would have never guessed.
Yeah. I was like, is that supposed to be shady? Like, I don't know what she was saying in that. She was like, oh, if she never mentioned it, I would have never thought they would be borrowed. I'm like, well, they're not.
Can I just talk about the color scheme?
What's
with the half white, half black car?
That's a signature thing. You didn't like it. I knew you
didn't
like it.
I'm like, to do that to a Bentley?
Cruella De Vil's coming up next.
To be honest with you, I feel like he's pushing for that to be the thing because a lot of cars aren't like that right now, and I feel like he has an eye for like what's next.
It's a good signature.
It's something, and he did multiple cars like that in the garage. It wasn't just one of the cars.
Oh,
it was multiple
good
cars.
Eyes
I'm a car person, if there's cars, I'm so into
the Benz. Yeah. I want the Benz. Can I have the Benz?
That was my favorite one because it reminds me of the Make Me Britney.
Oh my god.
Yes.
We have some Britney fans.
Yes.
I'm a huge fan.
Okay. Just triple checking.
A huge fan of Britney.
Because the door is right there.
No, hold up.
All right.
Everyone's team Britney.
Britney
it's all good.
Queen. Absolutely.
Yes.
She's actually coming on the show. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
I would die.
Would we all just die? My Lord. In.
I would love it if she watched OC House. Could you imagine? Who would she be? Would she be like Team Tamara, Team Vicky?
Wouldn't we love to know her opinion?
She's super loyal, so I think she would be all about being true to the OG of the OC, Vicky.
That's like
she's
me.
Classic.
I always give it up. I love an original. I love a Baby One More Time. I love an OC Housewives.
There we go.
You know, I love an original.
There you go.
Yes. So Peggy just received a double mastectomy. And
deep.
This is our introduction to her, which is, you know, interesting. So she claims her mother, I'm sure she more than claims, but her mother had breast cancer, so she kind of beat it to it. And if that really is in your lineage, I've known women that have done that.
Angelina Jolie did that, right?
Right, yeah. So, I mean...
Our friend.
That's right.
I think it's super brave, and I think it's a fabulous way to start off the show with such a positive message. Mm-hmm. A little thrown off with Lydia's reaction, but she's the one that asked about it.
Yes. Right.
She's this is really heavy stuff. Like, well, then don't ask the question. She didn't tell you.
Yeah, that's what I think is going to bother me with her throughout the season, because she I don't know if she's playing the I didn't know, but I get that from her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I didn't mean to say that, but then, like, in the back of your mind, it's like, oh, I think I planned that.
Stirred the pot a little bit.
We were really, like, being kept at bay with the Peggy information. I know that I wanted to hear more about her in the first episode, so we had to wait for the second episode. So this was really a big reveal for Peggy. Not only did we get introduced to her, but we found out
she's gone through major details.
Yeah.
And they were married for, 21 years?
Yeah.
They are married for 21 years, so that's a long time.
Yeah.
I like how they showed the family. We've never seen an Armenian
that was good.
Woman on the show.
Right. I was like, what are we watching, OC or Shaz?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, $85,000.
Different spot geographically, but close. Yeah. Very close.
$85,000 necklace.
Right. Followed by.
Yeah. Oh, that wasn't it.
No.
$75,000 and what, a bracelet?
Bracelet. 21 carats. My goodness. Mm. I really liked Deco. I think he made a really good impression.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure about Peggy yet. I mean, we know what she went through, and that was, you know, very intense. But personality-wise, we haven't seen quite enough yet to, like, form an opinion, at least for me. But the husband seems so sweet.
I want him to go hang out with Eddie and everybody. Yes. Already, and I just want to see them, like, in their little corners.
He just seems very legit. Like, kind of humorous and sweet and loving to Peggy, and I'm about what I've seen so far.
I'm a little concerned with Peggy, and I said this on my own podcast, Grant Swartz Hollywood Talk, but I might as well just drop that. But I am concerned because, look, she is not organic to these ladies. You know, even Lydia said, I'm just meeting her for the first time. So I thought that she'd be brought in as, like, a long-term friend of Lydia's, because it said Lydia's friend when I was reading into my research. So that makes me nervous, because we've seen a lot of dud housewives be cast on these shows. So I worry about that, and I feel like she's a little, like, almost, like a Shaw's. Like,
she'll find her footing.
I hope so. Yeah. I feel like I feel like she's, like, the new wave over here, and then you've got Vicky, the old wave over here. It's like, I don't see the...
Well, it's always a sorority. Connecting. It's like joining the sorority. You have to be hazed.
Yeah.
You have to go through the entire... All the ladies, like, kind of ganging up on you, giving you a little bit of something. Right. See that... They want to know that you can handle it. Yeah. You know what
and
I
remember,
mean?
Vicky is friends with Lydia. And Vicky loves big, large things and rich people. And so, I don't know. I see them hitting it off.
I think she's going to get along with Peggy. Right.
Yeah. I guess I'm used to very beachy blondes during the show, or like that jackass. What's her name? the one who had the house foreclosed or whatever.
Alexis
that one.
Bellino?
No, the other one. Oh. No, but like Alexis, Peggy, Thanos, the other one. Oh, my God. Those two daughters.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Lynn Curtin.
Yeah. I'm just used to, like, by the beach. Like, you know, like, I feel like, you know, she's this new girl, Peggy, is definitely a breath of fresh air and someone different, but very different for OC cast.
Super different.
Yeah.
But that's what I kind of like about it. Yeah. That's
different.
Cool.
Yeah. So I'm watching. I mean, obviously. But I'm like, I'm watching her. Yeah. We shall see.
Bring a little culture to the table.
Yeah,
exactly.
I like it. I'm good with this whole addition.
Yeah, this could be the beginning of what they do throughout the franchises and mix it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? The show's been on for a long
time.
I know.
It's successful. I was just going to say, especially with OC, I mean, it's been the original one for so long.
Yeah,
and it is same. It's same people. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're even bringing people back, right? Like, Lydia's come back. We've already seen her. You're concerned with how she's going to interact. It makes sense. We've seen her before. Megan, it's like, come on. We don't... What are we even getting from Megan?
Well, we're getting Jim, which is fantastic, because Jim's comments are hilarious.
Jim. Yeah.
He's like, tie the dog up to the bumper. I'm like, oh.
I love
you. A gym thing to say.
Very dumb to say.
Still regret in any case, that with everything else.
He's like, hold her head, baby. Good. When you hold the baby, hold the baby's head. Just like little things like that. Love, Jim.
Yeah. I feel like there's going to be a purpose for Megan on this season. Right now, it's kind of slow. Like, I get it. We're transitioning into her being a mom, but I feel like there's going to be a point where her role is going to be crucial.
I hope so, because
she's right in the middle.
She did say, oh, my priorities have completely shifted. I was like, no, we need you to be nosy and worried about everything.
We need Brooks as your priority.
She's going to be. Come on.
We need to see her first season on the show back, just for a little bit.
Yeah, just to refresh. Yes.
She did say that she felt caught in the middle between Shannon and Tamara and now Kelly, who she still remains friends with. So there's something there. And then originally she was not cast or brought back full time, and they were going to cast somebody else. And then right when they went into production, it was like a month in, then they announced that she would be full time. Or Bravo never formally announces, but it was announced like on all these sites like Reality T or whatever. And then I was like, wow, because she really was done. And we even said that on this show last season. And so they brought her back, and I was like, okay, they must really need it. They must really need it. But, yeah, also she demonstrates, they love that over there. They have, love having, like, a different type of housewife. Like, the older housewife, the new housewife, the divorced one, now the new mom.
Yeah.
So she fits that.
I can't wait for them to jump on her about the new mom stuff. Because you know she's going to be,
so
showcasing so hard about how good of a mom she is. And you know what I mean? So I can't wait for it to come to question.
Yes.
There's all so much good stuff to come.
Yeah, and even in her moments today, I'm certain that it was meant like as a joke and the editing just made it look otherwise. But I mean, even the way she was talking about being a new mother, it was like, you know, ugh, difficult to find exactly the words to describe it. It's like, come on, girl, you really wanted that baby.
She did. She worked hard for it.
Yeah.
That's
true. Yeah.
That's a good point. We sat, we saw the whole storm in the back seat.
Yeah. And it was successful for you, so, like, don't even joke about that, girl. Yeah.
I was too distracted by the eye makeup. It was really distracting. Look at her eyes were bleeding.
Yeah, in the, her confessional moment.
Well,
can't win them all.
Kelly and Michael get together and work out 3 times a week, and she's working on the marriage. They're still in the house, even though we reported that house was up for sale last season, so I guess they
really
didn't get anything from that. It was probably way over ask, and they were probably trying to capitalize on being on television.
It's my favorite house on the season.
It's a good house.
Like, I will say a view that she has when she's doing her confessional is just gorgeous. It's like an open patio. You can see right through.
I think it's that living room. They've got a living room with a full, beautiful ocean.
It's an interesting designed home, too. Yeah. It's very unique.
Absolutely. Yes. Very modern.
It's very modern, yes.
I was happy to see Kelly and Michael back.
Yeah,
me too.
I like that banter.
Yeah.
They're like a true couple that's been together for so long that they're like, they don't even care that the camera's there. They just go off the rail.
And you see them in moments of how you could imagine it when they first got together.
And you know, like, it's real. You're like, couples argue like that, definitely.
Kelly, I hope you learn nothing from last season. You know, I hope it's
keep up those old ways.
Oh, I love Kelly.
And next week with her popping out of the toilet, I think that
that was amazing.
We're literally going to have Kelly Dodd back full force.
Kelly's like, can I get done taking a piss before you start talking about me?
I love
it. I don't blame her. I mean, in the clip, she walks in to use the restroom and Shannon goes, seriously?
Like, yes, seriously,
Shannon.
Yes.
Humans have to pee.
To pee. Move.
Like,
I love it. Oh, Lord, that's like first for the show. An in-bathroom scene.
But I'm ready for it. I like it.
Because they usually close the door when they go into the bathroom. They, like, close the door on the camera guys running in there.
Not Kelly.
It was very dramatic. I can't wait for that one.
So Shannon's daughter had a formal where she got ready with her friends. And Shannon really proved that she is, in fact, that mom. That we all went, I'm sure, we all go to prom and all that stuff. There's always that one mother that, like, none of it necessarily teary-eyed, but the one that has to direct traffic and the photos. And this is such a huge moment. And it's like, I guess.
Not the cool mom role. Let's just get that out of the way.
Right.
The cool mom role.
One of the children said she was the cool mom.
Yeah, they had confirmed that her friends thought that Shannon was.
Her friends.
Yeah. It's always like that, though. Your friends always think that your parents are cooler than
absolutely.
You think
always,
they are.
Well, yes.
Until you get
But On a positive note, Sophie looked beautiful. I loved how Shannon brought in
her makeup and got her dress.
Yes! You know what, though? I felt like the dress was...
Very OC.
Well, less of a prom dress.
It kind of just looked like a dress.
Like, she looked beautiful and the dress was beautiful, but it kind of just looked more like a...
So what... Wait, time out.
Not as formal, I guess, I'm trying to say.
Cotillion? Because they kept enunciating.
I think it's like a finishing school. I could be wrong, but I believe
that what cotillion.
Let's look it up.
It was Shannon's favorite word. I'm like, is that like her favorite snack or something?
She's very proud of
you. She said that in correlation to what they were doing.
It deals with etiquette. Yeah. There are cotillion classes that...
Sounds very OC.
Okay, so the cotillion is a formal ball. The word, it's a noun, it's a formal ball, so it is like a prom, like an event, like a dance. Mm. But the cotillion, I guess, classes you would go to teach you the etiquette for that ball.
Yes.
So they teach you how to...
So we just go to the dance.
How to communicate, how to eat, what silverware to use, how to... All that stuff.
You know, I thought the dress was a little not as formal as I thought it was going to be, but a winter formal is always less than a prom. Because I remember we had winter ball.
Formal? I didn't go to winter formal.
I didn't go to winter formal either.
Oh, I went to all of them.
I did all of them too.
But it was like, we had winter ball, which was a joke, but it was like that. It was all girls in the same short dress. The same like Macy's
BB.
Look. BB. Yeah. It was all that.
Windsor.
So, I feel like in high school I did a lot of long dresses. I was definitely like...
Yeah. My class was very long.
You know?
Yeah.
Very cachet.
Very.
Because it was your one time to do it. So yeah. Why not? Nowadays,
and I felt like that every time. Like every dance, I'm like, this is the time.
But
I
also
have a long
time. I had like my train flowing.
I also feel though, like in the year 2017, I don't think anyone's wearing those big poofy dresses anymore. Maybe they are going for the short lacy dresses.
Yeah.
Shoulder pads and everything.
Yeah. Yes.
I think they save it all for the prom. That's what I think they do. I don't know. Anyway, that changed.
I didn't even go to my own prom.
I won prom king.
Really?
Just throwing that out there.
Of course you
did. I didn't go to homecoming, but I went to prom.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. 100 years later.
Yeah, I know, right? I like reliving our youth. So what else can we say here? Vicky's not happy. And this is all over Brianna. She goes to visit Brianna. Mm. Like, what are you doing today? I'm like, what do you think she's doing today? She's going to the scripted... The setup party that Bravo paid for. Vicky's not happy and perceives Tamara as inserting a wedge between her daughter and herself. Not true, really, because we saw that earlier that Tamara really didn't invite Brianna to this party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The whole thing was very strange. I mean, I really don't think Tamara had any obligation to invite Brianna. And at the same time, Brianna really didn't need to go. I mean, she went. She was uncomfortable. She didn't want to say hi to Tamara the whole time.
Maybe she went for the kids, because it was a kid party. That's why they were all there.
I would have taken the kids maybe for a couple minutes, too. Like, go play in the bouncy house. Mm-hmm. Get off me for a second.
Let's take a look at this party as we transition over to it. There's a lion there.
It's a unicorn themed. How incredible is that? I love
it. It was cute.
But it's not a beer garden for a 2-year-old.
That makes perfect sense. They have 2-year-olds.
Yes. Okay, I have to say this. When they first were scouting the area, I was like, really? A beer garden for a 2-year-old's party? But then I got it. Afterwards, it was beautiful. Like, they had all the grass area where they set up the bouncy house and all the fun kids stuff. And then it was like, parents got to have some drinks, you know?
It was a nicer version of a beer garden. When I think of a beer garden, I think of, like, the umbrellas with advertisements on them. And I'm like, really?
This is a fancy beer garden.
This was a decent location, I will say.
I'm glad that Brianna went. You know, kind of bring that in there, because she was the wedge between the two of them, and now I feel like Vicky has her daughter back completely, and the unfollowing on social media is like, once you do that, you better think everything like through.
Yeah. Okay, unfriending, like, you're dead to me after that.
Yeah.
I would be so pissed. And I feel like Tamara and Brianna have such a great relationship, and I'm kind of disappointed. Like, I'm really glad that Brianna went, but she should have said something.
Yes.
You can't say hi.
I kind of think Tamara
said
it.
Are you so afraid now? You're not the girl that runs away like that.
Well, yeah, and it wasn't Brianna that did anything to Tamara. It was her mother. So regardless of ties...
Just freaking say hi.
Yeah, like, even Tamara, it's her event.
You're invited. Yes. Just say, like, hi, at least.
You're on camera. Go say hi.
I think it was on Tamara. Yeah. I think Tamara, as the host, should have said something instead of like hiding in the corner.
I agree with you.
I don't agree. I think
she wasn't ready.
When
for
you
it.
Host a party, I think it's different obligations for you than it is for your guests. You're the host of it. You are putting it on.
Technically, Ryan and Sarah, it was their party.
Cotillion moment.
Sarah's the one that invited Brianna. Tamara had nothing to do with the invites.
Yeah, but who's paying for this party?
Yeah, and it's her family, and it's her granddaughter.
Tamara and Bravo.
Yeah. That's what I think, anyway. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, Tamara was a little occupied with Lydia, the mom, and the glitter, and the, and the gay, and the wooing, and the confetti.
Is it really over, though, if you unfollow or unfriend someone?
Well, it starts a war.
Because I just unfollowed someone that did me wrong, and I have no regrets. But
because they did you
very
wrong,
similar circle of friends, so I'm like, great, someday I'm gonna have to hit that request, and I don't want to do
that. No, you're not gonna do that. Why would you do that?
No, you're not gonna hit that request.
When I let people go like that, it's done.
Yeah,
I'm
that's,
so
that's
done.
How
and
I feel.
It through.
That's how I feel now, but am I gonna feel that way in 9 months?
Well, who knows?
Yeah,
this world spins, Grant.
Yeah,
and you things change from day to day. You don't know.
There's a reason why, and that's what I have to remember.
Well, I feel like it just starts something. You're letting somebody know symbolically. I'm unfriending you on social media. So it's just starting a wave. You know what I mean?
Maybe it'll hurt their feelings,
say,
and they'll miss you.
I actually have to say, I have like a little secret. If I really want to like have somebody dissolve, I actually go on their page and I unfollow them. And then I actually... this is too much secrets.
No! Thomas,
spill it, Thomas. Spill it. Spill it.
I actually just block them and then... they're automatically you unfollow yourself from their page, so you just disappear. And that's when you really
that procedure's
me.
Called the Thomas dissolve.
I want to let you know that I unfollowed you. You know what I mean? So maybe I'll like a photo and then unfollow you.
I'm not. I did it to make a statement. I wanted to be up front, but I don't know.
But what I was saying, going back to the show, I think with Brianna last week, I did say that she's going to keep them together. With the unfollowing thing, I don't know. That is a big deal nowadays.
Brianna probably hasn't even noticed because she has two kids.
Yeah.
She's like, I didn't know that
honestly,
she unfriended me.
Right. And I really feel like at the end of the day, social media is like...
It's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If someone unfollows you on Twitter, but then shows up at your house an hour later and apologizes and this and that, and you have a heart-to-heart, whatever. I mean, does it really mean that much if you've got the face-to-face... True.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
Her personality, too, is a little different. She doesn't care that much. For another person, it would matter.
Well, we have to remember, these two girls don't hate each other. They never had a moment. But out of respect for each other's relationship with or lack thereof, it's Vicky. They're not being bothered. Yeah. So we have to keep that in perspective because it's not like they detest one another. But
I do like that Brianna was like, I'm being loyal to my mom and I'm not going to say anything. I did like that because, you know, Vicky's going to like that. Yeah. Vicky loves loyalty.
Vicky loves that stuff.
Oh, yeah. You got to stay loyal to the OG.
Yes. Well, we mentioned her before, Judy returns, confetti and all.
Judy.
Lydia.
What a whirlwind.
Yeah,
I love her. And I love that they were like, I remember her. I remember the pot smoking and everything.
I love it. She's like, beauty and peace, beauty and peace. And she's just rubbing Tamara's rack.
I would be like, why are you rubbing
glitter
on my clothes?
Yes.
Yes. She rubbed glitter on her fabric.
Okay. Judy is lovely in all the ways, but I have an aversion to the glitter too.
She was stoned out of her mind.
It's like I want to encourage it, like yes, glitter me, but like no, it'll never get out of my life if you put the glitter on.
Yeah, it's so tough.
What if she just kept you and just right in the chest area, Blake? Just started going for it. What would you do? How would you react?
Well, Tamara knows her and likes her and has a history with her, so maybe it's
the confetti would have been better. I would have been like, I'm done with the confetti or the bubbles. Yeah, glitter gets into places that you can't see.
And it will never leave your life. It gets on one item of clothing and it shows up in your whole closet.
Or you find randomly on your face.
I love what she said to Shannon. You have a beautiful energy. Shannon's like, oh my God, I'm going to get teary-eyed. And she's like, you're wonderful. You're a lost soul.
I know, right? Shannon and Lydia meet, and it wasn't the beginning of
a gorgeous
friendship. Lydia said she went out with Vicky and that she got an update on where they stand. And Shannon doesn't understand why Vicky continues to talk about her and Tamara.
You're on a show with Vicky.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you. So then Lydia and Tamara have a moment. I'm like, oh, good, they're going to chat. Nope, Shannon comes right over, and it's all about Shannon. She warns Lydia about Vicky and tells her about the allegations that Vicky made against David.
I just need to interject for a moment, because at the beginning, when Lydia went to introduce herself and Shannon and Tamara were sitting down, they were all sitting down chatting, and she began to say, oh, you're reminding me of Vicky because of... Shannon cut her off, and I wanted to know why.
Yeah, that's
we didn't even finish what she was going to say.
Right. No, because it's possible that there was some similarity if we had just known what she was going to say.
Well, she pointed out that they acted similar, and then that was it.
I also feel the way she just, like, worded it. She was like, so I met with Vicky, and she gave me the update. Right. I would have been like, well, what did she say, too? Yeah. I would have been a little defensive as well. She didn't word it properly, but I did think that Shannon just went off the gun too fast.
She took immediate offense. I take offense to that. I take offense.
And what's so funny is that Shannon and Vicky were best friends for a very long time at one point. So the fact that there are similarities between them wouldn't be surprising, because they were friends for so long, you know?
I think Shannon is just, she's just thinking about everything that Vicky's done, and she can't let anything go.
No,
she can't.
Oh, no.
But I think it's not going to be healthy for her, and I worry for Shannon, just in the sense that there's so much anger there. That usually the housewives that have that much anger end up on Us Weekly and all these magazines, and you never know what could happen.
Right. Yeah.
I just, it's
Shannon's like, I killed David, I killed everybody, and I killed Kelly.
I couldn't take it. Yeah.
Sophie's like, Mom, put down the knife. You're cool now, I promise.
Oh my gosh. It's a scary spot that Shannon's in. She's in a very delicate position. She's got a lot going on that I don't think she's really taking an honest look at herself with.
And the shifting and the blaming and...
Yeah, she said she lied to us.
The waking, I mean, I'm very sympathetic to people that go through, like, dark times. And and they go through that, but it's just, it's so unfortunate that she did that to herself.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And nobody did it to her.
No, and that's the thing. If you ask her, how'd that happen to you? How'd you get in this position? It's Vicky. No, another person did not do that to you.
I was a soundbite.
This is
in
stress.
Her defense, I was...
This is Vicky.
Yeah, that was a soundbite, though. In her defense, in the Bravo Social episode, the first episode that aired last week, she said that I take full responsibility for my weight, and I've been going through stress from the allegations. So that's what she's saying. That's why she's relating it back to Vicky, because that's where the rumor materialized.
Well, we're all going to backpedal once we see it play out on TV.
But Vicky's argument will be, I just repeated it. I didn't create that rumor that he beat you allegedly.
And I agree with that. Because there was proof of it. Not maybe...
Vicky claimed she had proof.
Yes, and there was a police report.
Yep.
Not that he did anything to her, but that police were called to the house. There was a police report for that. So
I just feel bad for her.
Yeah, I mean...
There's
really
so much I want to say about Vicky. I mean, about Shannon. But we have all season long to get into it. But yeah, so she kept saying, I am not like Vicky. I am not Vicky Gunvalson.
We know.
So then Judy is like, oh my God, Shannon, we're just so on the same, like,
spectrum.
So good with
she's like, you're crazy, I'm stoned, it's perfect. Yeah. It's a match made
but
in
she's
heaven.
Lost.
In fairy heaven. Yes.
So then Tamara and Lydia have a moment, and they're like, all right, we gotta talk about this. And then there's the other one over there eating, Shannon, looking for a nacho.
That was probably my favorite part of the entire episode.
I'm gonna have this nacho.
They're like arguing, and she's looking... Finally, something we agree
on,
Shannon.
The stress eating, right?
Yeah, it is the stress eating.
That was a high-stress moment.
But
Where's my nacho?
Haven't we all been there, though, where we're not in our own house, and we have to find something to be busy to do? You know what I mean? We have to find something. Let me fix this thing here. Or let me check. How many times do we check our phones? You know, like, I'm going to have a snack. I'm not even hungry. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we all
it's
have
true.
To do it. Yeah. So.
I think with, like, this, the first impressions and how that they didn't vibe initially, like, gave me life. Because we haven't seen that in a housewife.
Yeah.
For a while, actually. It kind of reminded me of Portia and Kenya when they met for the first time.
Oh,
this is like a,
off
like
to
a new
bad
moment.
Start from the beginning.
and they never kind of came back. So to be honest with you,
and even Lydia was a little feisty in it
she
too.
She held her own. Held her own.
She completely held her own.
She's like, can I talk?
Yeah.
Can I talk?
Okay. Yeah.
Obviously, we're not going to get along.
Yeah. That was the part. She put the nail in the coffin right there. Like, we're not going to get along.
Lydia,
she did. She accused Lydia of yelling and screaming. Did Shannon yell and scream?
I think it's the voice.
The voice is so piercing, and it's just so high and annoying And it probably just comes off that way.
Yeah, and if someone doesn't break gaze with you and they, you
and
know,
got the finger in your face, yeah, and she was, she, I mean, she was like leaned in. She was upset.
Leaned in. Yeah. You know?
She was very emotional.
So, yeah, very emotional. Maybe I don't know that she necessarily screamed or anything, but. She did have heightened emotions, and the best thing that I loved is that she said, "Oh, I'm not a screamer and a yeller." And then we see the preview for next week, and she's screaming and yelling.
Okay,
throwing off the dishes.
I think Thomas was onto something when he said, "There's a lot of anger there." I think it's going to really come out within the next couple episodes.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I feel like she's getting outnumbered, and that's the problem. I think with Heather on the season last season, she had you know, people on her corner, and it was like the Vicky takedown, but that didn't happen.
Yeah.
It didn't happen. It actually reversed, and now Vicky's back on top. It's like on the ranking system.
Back on top. She's
so
back
I feel
on
like
top.
With Shannon, if she meets somebody who's not on team her team or Tamara's team, it's like she can't handle that.
She better hold on to Tamara real tight this season.
And that's a hard one to hold because Brianna's right there trying to wrangle her back, and then you have Shannon alone. Yeah. And she left alone, so we'll
but
see how it goes.
It just doesn't make sense. When Tamara and Vicky aren't friends, there's no balance on the show.
I know, I agree. Mm-hmm. I know.
It's true.
There's obviously, like, you know, there's an elephant in the room.
Yeah.
It keeps the show going.
Yeah. Shannon's still not over the affair. She's not over her severed relationship with Vicky. She's not over the rumor that came out about her husband or the allegations of the abuse. So she still has a lot to
deal. It's the way that Vicky puts the rumors out there. I mean, I talked about this last episode when she talked about Eddie being gay. It's how she places the rumor out there. It doesn't come from her.
No, never.
She just places it and runs away and goes, I didn't know it was going to explode.
Yeah, I just repeated something I heard. Everyone's saying it. I just repeated it. Although that makes it much better.
Yeah, it actually makes it worse, babe.
Yeah.
Worse.
Totally. I don't know. And I also just wish that Shannon had a little more, like, I don't know if control is the right word, but just simply, like, not blowing up at the first thing that maybe you don't like what somebody says. You know?
Like,
this was totally blown out of proportion with Lydia. Even if Lydia did say, you remind her of Vicky, that's something to run out of the party about and leave. Yeah. I just thought it was, like, really blown
like
out of proportion.
Trigger words. Like, if you were to go to total therapy, trigger they would say, like, trigger words. Like,
Vicky. And she gets, like, PTSD.
I love when she said, I'm effing done. That reminded me of that scene at that Laguna Beach house. Yep. Where she goes, you will all see the truth. I freaking had it with her. I like love that because it was like
it's very classic
it
Shannon.
Was Shannon on Shannon on 11.
Yeah. Yeah, Shannon's like, I'm done. I'm leaving.
Yeah,
right off my mic.
Yeah, I don't know. My thoughts on her, the whole thing. And my final thought on Shannon is she saw that Lydia, she never met, was coming from a meeting with Vicky, and probably in her mind already thought that Vicky lied to her and told her things about Shannon that were untrue, so she felt like she had to be in defense mode.
Right, but then it just proves that she's a little cray.
Because she wasn't even listening.
Well, no, and why not say, huh, that's interesting, Lydia. So nice to meet you, hug and embrace. Let's go get a drink. Let's be friends. Let me show you the lovely side of me. Like, I don't even, you know, whatever about you and Vicky. That's in the past for me. Let's move forward. You know what I mean? Like,
first
these women.
First impressions, honestly, are everything. Because if I meet somebody for the first time and if I already don't vibe with them, it's done. Like, I already know, like, I can't wait for this moment to be over because I'm never going to hang out with you again.
Yeah.
And I feel like that
it's
happened.
Hard to, I know.
The hard part is that they're on a show, so you're gonna have to learn to work together. So,
and you saw Shannon's face when Lydia said the trigger word Vicky. She was like, "Oh, hi, Lydia," and then Lydia was like, "I met with Vicky," and she was like, "Ah,
boom,
yeah,
yeah." Lydia should have had like a little smoother transition.
I also don't
lube it up
agree with that delivery 100%, but
yes. So, I know what you mean about
trigger word for Thomas. Yeah, started giggling.
I know what you mean about vibes, though. The older I get, the more I'm like, if the vibe is off, we're out. Really. The older I get. Let's look at some news and gossip.
Yes.
Let's see what's going on. So Lydia is back, as we know. And so.
There it is. Yes, there it is.
Thank you. I know. I can't start with that.
The news is here.
Yes. And so, with this, two articles. These are both coming from Entertainment Tonight. Here's what she has to say about returning to the show. She says, so 4 years ago I did a show, and honestly, I just thought it was acting, she admits. And that just wasn't the case. I went in really naive. It was just a lot to me in the process, and I didn't think I was totally ready. I just felt like it was a little more darker and real than I knew. And she went on to say that was really hard for me. It was good for me to walk away. And now she feels like she's come back from like a maternity leave. and she's all invested in the show. She did not watch the show while she wasn't on it. She said that you can't watch it like after you've been on it. She's like, it's just too much. It's like,
that's true.
I don't know.
But people say that, they're like, I've never watched it. How could you join a show and never see it?
Kelly said that last season.
Yeah. I don't believe it.
That's like Gretchen. She always says, I watch clips. I'm like, that girl is watching every episode.
Please, Gretchen. You ain't fooling anybody.
And her mother, Judy, though, did watch the show, and she was a Shannon fan. By watching the show.
So that's why when she met her, she was like, we just click and we vibe and we're simpatico.
She liked her from the show.
Well, that changed real quick.
Interesting.
Yes. Changing gears from...
She's like, now that you're here in front of me, you're lost.
Yeah.
Changing gears from one returning housewife to the new one. Here are five things, according to Entertainment Tonight, that we can learn about this new housewife, Peggy. Number one, she's Armenian, as we know, and that's something that all the women constantly say. That was the first thing they all said when they had to describe her. And they said that she's got flair, and she is really into belly dancing and hookah. So,
Sounds fun.
Yeah, she sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
So what else do we know about her?
Invite us, Peggy. What else do we know about her?
And we'll pass it down.
Okay. Number two, she's privileged, which we knew that too.
The bracelet didn't give it away.
Yeah.
At least she's culturally privileged and not white privileged.
What is circled there?
Totally fair.
It's a shake-up.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Her husband owns a Pimp My Ride kind of deal. Kelly says this. Kelly's saying this. I guess he makes a boatload of money and he completely and utterly spoils the holy crap out of his wife.
Sounds like Kelly.
So you get the extravagance of Heather. That's the replacement. That's the connection there.
Oh, yeah.
She's filling the Heather void.
Yeah, and I'm happy about that.
Good to know. What about number three?
So she puts her husband first, which is why I love her. Peggy has been married to her husband, Deco, who I really, like, he reminds me of one of my friends. She's, like, from Dubai. Like, he's into cars and everything. So, for more than 20 years, and Kelly isn't shy to call out her new co-star as a subservient wife, adding that the comparison to Heather ends at extravagance. So let's expect some drama.
I probably would have said the same thing, too.
She's going to go up against, they're going to go up against each other.
Well, another thing that we know is that she did come in a little quiet this episode. She was a little tame, but even Kelly says, Peggy, I never really speak to. I try to be a friend, but I guess we'll see how that plays out in the season. But Lydia said that Peggy, it is hard for her to express herself in front of the women. But I feel like that happens. Like, it's your first time on the show. You're really conscious of that fourth wall, as we call it in the industry, the reality TV cameras. So I think she will play out. And number five is that she will speak up. Like I said, she will come out of her shell. It's her first couple episodes, you know? We got a little bit of...
Yeah, she's got to ease in to these ladies.
Yeah, I worry, though, that she doesn't have a relationship, that Kelly Dodd doesn't have a relationship with her co-star, because does that mean that everyone's going to be separated?
And I hope not.
I thought that this one, this new chick, would take the side of Kelly and Vicky and balance out the cast. Mm. So I'm curious to know who she's going to film with. So we can only see and keep watching.
You know, Kelly's a lot of things, and she might have a really big mouth, but I think at the inner deep inside, she has a really good heart. And I feel like that's why she was cast on the show. And there is people out there that do like Kelly and relate to her. And I'm one of them. I like Kelly.
Yeah. I was just thinking of a formation of the girls of who's going to hang out with Peggy. And I feel like it would be Lydia and Megan.
Ooh.
Because, like, you know, the mom that's already an expert, who's Lydia, like, will be able to coach her. And they'll just have, like, a mommy vibe.
Interesting.
I don't know.
I could kind of see that, too, actually.
I could see it. I could see it. I could see Megan and Peggy getting along.
Yeah. Yeah. Megan's
going to want all the advice in the world.
I want to know who Megan is calling a bitch in that preview for the full season or the first half of the season. I want to know who she's going after. Like, I never saw Megan get so bothered.
Yeah, those previews were
Vicky
just...
still?
I think it'll either be Kelly or Tamara.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm
hoping it's the new one.
Speaking of previews, what about that preview where Tamara's like, she's so evil? I want to know who's talking about there.
Yeah.
Well, who's evil? Who's evil?
Must be Vicky.
We have so much to see coming up this season.
Absolutely.
That and
so
more.
So much drums.
So much to talk about. You guys keep up with us by starting with some leaving comments below, giving us a thumbs up because it's free content and you just enjoy the show about the OC Housewives. Who would enjoy that? So leave us some comments below if you like, and you guys can support us on many different platforms. There's a lot to predict. I mean, you guys can shout out predictions with your social media if you want, but I don't know where to begin. Next week, what do we see? Shannon is running around the bathroom.
Kelly Pop, the restaurant outing. The bathroom throwdown.
Remember, Lydia's like, I don't want to hang out on Thursday. You guys are crazy. Yeah. And she's like, no, come, please. So I think they do hang out on Thursday, and that's when it all goes down, and Kelly Dodd walks in.
I can't believe Kelly attacked Shannon's weight like that. Like, eat some more.
Keep eating.
I can't believe it. I mean, like,
she attacked her eating and her hormones.
Yeah.
But Kelly did this
thing. Kelly goes there.
I love Kelly.
You know? Didn't Kelly do that when they were in Ireland? Did she say, keep walking? And that's
yeah, but it was like kind of kidding. If I would have, if I heard someone say keep walking, I'd be like, I am, and watch me walk.
I don't know. That's to me the ultimate passive aggression. But I love it. I mean, why not? So that'll do it for us, I guess. Where can we find you guys on all of your social media?
Oh, hi, After Buzzers. I'm Leanne Castillo. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne.
Hey guys, now that you're done watching Housewives, I have a brand new episode of my show, Your Time with Thomas, on YouTube. It's about me coming out. It's going to be very personal. Thank you guys for sending me all the messages and notes on YouTube, so check it out. It's called Your Time with Thomas.
And I am Blake. You can find me on all social media at BlakeVMedia and keep up with my yoga and wellness journey on the blog at BlakeV.com.
Nice. And Grant's Rants is still going strong and better than ever. A new episode came out today, so you guys can check out Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk on all major podcasting platforms. That'll do it for us, and we'll be back with plenty more Real Housewives of Orange County right here at AfterBuzz TV.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.